BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A US fighter jet has shot down another unidentified flying object in North American airspace. The Department of Defense said it was flying at an altitude of 6,000 meters over Lake Huron in the state of Michigan. The Pentagon believed it had potential surveillance capabilities. Peter Bowes has more details.
What we have now are three objects shot down over the last 3 days: Alaska, Canada, and now over Lake Huron in the state of Michigan, which of course is close to the Canadian border. We understand that this latest object was first detected over the state of Montana on Saturday. The decision was taken and ordered by President Biden out of caution. Officials do not consider it to have been a military threat.
More than 33,000 people are now confirmed to have died in the earthquakes that struck Turkey and Syria. Rescuers are still finding more survivors 6 days after the disaster. Nick Beek reports from a village in Turkey.
Everywhere you look, literally, there is destruction. Piles of broken bricks, rubble, mangled metal. Some of the houses that have come down were only built a couple of years ago, and that's a source of anger for some people here. Surely they should have stood firm.
In all, 35 died in the village of Ökdekdere, more than half of the people living here. Survivors now face a grim new reality across the vast corridor of this region where the ground shook most violently.
The Israeli President Isaac Herzog has warned that the country is on the verge of constitutional and social collapse as a political crisis intensifies over the government's plans to overhaul the judiciary. In an unscheduled televised address to the nation, he called for all sides to stop what he called the madness and reach a compromise. Sebastian Usher has the background.
You've got the government, which is widely regarded as the most far right in Israel's history, which wants this reform because it sees the judiciary essentially as being against its interests, but has portrayed it as they have excessive power, that it's an elite, that it's out of touch with the Israeli people. On the other side, you have a large number of Israelis. I mean, one of the statistics I saw was that one in four Israelis are against this reform, who have taken to the streets every Saturday for the past 6 weeks, saying that this is an attack on democracy in Israel.
The Israeli government has approved 9 Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank, which were previously illegal outposts, the first such move by the new government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It also announced the construction of new homes there. BBC News. The first results from the rerun elections in Berlin show the opposition Christian Democrats making big gains. They're almost certain to emerge as the German capital's largest party for the first time in more than 20 years, while the Social Democrats appear to be heading for their worst result since the Second World War. Reports are coming in from the north of Burkina Faso of an attack in which at least 12 civilians have been killed. Locals in Kosai province told the French news agency that armed men and motorbikes stormed the village of Sanakadougou early on Friday. Animals and goods were looted. It's thought the assailants were members of an Islamist insurgency that's forced hundreds of thousands of people from their homes. The centre-right former Foreign Minister Nikos Christodoulidis has been elected the new president of Cyprus. Final results put him 4 points ahead of Andreas Mavroyiannis. He will have to address a cost-of-living crisis, fallout from a series of corruption scandals and deadlocked reunification talks with the island's self-declared Turkish Republic. Tens of millions of people in the US are glued to their television sets, watching the biggest event in the country's sporting calendar, the Super Bowl. The BBC's Nestor McGregor is outside the stadium in Phoenix, Arizona.
Super Bowl 57, the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Philadelphia Eagles. A great matchup. Very, very difficult one to call this game because these two teams do have the best records in the regular season. There will also be a few firsts as well in Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. It will be the first time in Super Bowl history two black quarterbacks have led out each team. Talking of firsts as well, we do have Jason and Travis Kelce, two brothers on opposing teams. So spare a thought for Mum, who's going to be wearing split jerseys.
BBC News.